So we've been learning stories about how people gave everything they had for learning, and how they ultimately Hashem paid them back. So Hillel was an old man. He was very poor. He'd make every day half a zuz, and he'd make every day half a zuz, a quarter of a zuz he'd use to support himself and his family, and the other quarter of the zuz he'd have to pay to enter the Beis Medrash. Just think about how much that is. So maybe that's like in today's day it's 5 shekel. Maybe how much could entrance fee be? So he'd make 10 shekel. 5 shekel he'd buy a loaf of bread for himself and his family, and with 5 shekel he'd enter the Beis Medrash so he could come learn Torah. And he wanted to learn from the words of the great sages Shmaya and Naftalim. Now one wintry day, he didn't make enough to pay for his entrance to the Beis Medrash, so they didn't let him come in. So it's a cold day, he climbs to the roof and sticks his head in the window to hear the words of Torah. And he's up there and it's snowing, but he's listening to learning, so he's not interested in the fact that his body's getting covered with snow. So at night, he's frozen and his joints are stiff and he can't get up. So all night long he's lying there on the roof frozen. He can't get out of the snow that's covered him. In the morning come, and Shmaya and Naftalion come into the Beis Medrash, and it's dark, and they look up to the window and they see there's no light. So they try to see, maybe they got to clear the snow off the window, and they find Hillel there frozen like a dead man. So they quickly brought him into the Beis Medrash, they undressed him, gave him dry clothes, they made a large fire around him, and they put him there to sit down. Must have had some serious hypothermia, and he recovered, and from that day on he was allowed to enter the Beis Medrash without pay. So our sages say, how can a person complain, I'm too poor to learn Torah? If a person is going to say, I'm poor, I was too busy being poor, so in heavens they're going to tell him, were you more poor than Hillel? No one's going to have an answer. Hillel was the poorest. A wealthy person is going to say, I was so wealthy, I couldn't have time to learn Torah. They'll ask him, are you more wealthy than Rabbi Lazar HaCharsom, that his father left him whole villages and orchards and fields and gardens and ships, and he never went out to spend his time checking them out. He left his servants to take care of it, and he learned Torah all day. No one's going to have an answer to that. Who owns villages? I mean, a person that's wicked, he'll say, you know, my yetzer was so strong, I had such desire, that's what prevented me from learning Torah. They'll tell him, were you better looking than Yosef the Tzaddik? The wife of Potiphar used to adorn herself every day, and she was very good looking, and he conquered his yetzer, and he conquered his desire, he didn't take note of her at all. So a person has to know that he's not going to have an excuse. And the greatness of the Torah, Shmaya and Avtalion, who were very wise and very pious, they were Gerim from the offsprings of Sancheriv. Our sages tell us that Sancheriv's offsprings learned Torah and taught Torah in public, and they are Shmaya and Avtalion. And it was a Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol finished his services, and the elders accompanied him to send him off. And Shmaya and Avtalion met up with all the elders. So the elders saw these two great Gerim, Shmaya and Avtalion. They left the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, on Yom Kippur. That's his day of glory. Everyone left him and said, we have to follow Shmaya and Avtalion. The Kohen Gadol got very upset. And he said, may the people come in peace, he said. So to speak, he was very upset at them. They answered him, oh yeah, because they said the nation should come in peace, that they do like Aaron, and the sons of Aaron don't come in peace because they didn't do like Aaron. Meaning, we admire Torah, we went with Torah, that's what's important. So our sages taught us that if you have a mamzer, a bastard, he comes from an illicit relationship, but he's a Talmud Chacham, he has Torah, he comes before a Kohen Gadol who's an Am Haaretz. Unkelus, the Ger, he composed the Targum, our translation on the Torah. He was a Ger. The Caesar heard that he became a Ger. He sent his messengers to bring him before him. Now he was related to the Caesar. So when he saw them, he sat and started teaching them Torah and how valuable Torah is. So they themselves became gerim. So the king sends the next group of messengers, and he tells them, don't enter philosophical discussions with Unkelus. I don't want them to do to you like the first ones. So they're taking him out by order of the king, and he says, let me tell you one thing. So they say, what do you want to say? So he says, ordinarily, does a servant go before a king to show him the way? So they say, certainly. So he says, but look at how God treated the Jewish people. God, the King of Kings, went before them to light the way for them. And he explained to them what the Torah is all about and how much God cares for the Jewish people. And when they heard this, they said, what are we doing here, servants for the king? We could be Jewish. And they became Geirim. So the king sends a third group of messengers and he tells them, don't tell him anything. Don't listen to anything he has to say. So they're taking him to the king. And he's on his way out and he looks up at the mezuzah and he puts his hand on the mezuzah to give it a kiss. So they ask him, what are you giving a kiss to a piece of parchment? So he said, the way of the world is, a king goes into his room and he has outer rooms and he has fortresses and he has soldiers outside protecting him. Everyone's standing at the gates and everyone's busy protecting the king. But God, he doesn't do like that. He brings us into the house. He brings us into protection. And he sits on our entrances. He sits by our doors. And he protects us, like it says, Hashem Yishmor Tzidcha Vo'echa. So they said, really? That's fascinating. They were taken in and they became Gerim. And when the Caesar saw this, he said, I give up. So we see the greatness of this chassid in his actions. And he was a ger. He loved wisdom. He loved Torah.